It was 30 years ago that the first pioneers in tackling domestic violence began getting laws passed and opening shelters for the victims of family violence. The director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Patty Seeger, says participants in this week's gathering will discuss future challenges and look back at a time when spousal violence was largely ignored by police and society at large.
Healthcare didn't even bother to ask questions about women who came in with significant injuries. They merely did the stitches or set the bone and turned the person loose back to the abusive person who put them in that position in the first place.
But since that time, laws have been passed and healthcare procedures have changed to ensure that victims are referred to shelters that can protect them from future attacks. Seeger says one of the biggest challenges for today is helping undocumented immigrants who are afraid to report domestic violence because of fear of deportation.
Many of those victims have U.S.-born children. They could be deported and separated from their children. It has been one of the biggest travesties in our movement.
But Seeger says domestic violence workers hope that with Vice President-elect Joe Biden, they will have a champion for their cause. Biden is the author of the Violence Against Women Act and has helped assure the funding it provides for domestic violence prevention gets renewed each year since it was passed in 1994. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.